Are you going to kill me?
No. My mission is to protect you.
Nothing less than the future of humanity depends on John Connor surviving long enough to lead a rebellion against the machines that are plotting to take over the world. In the first Terminator, a robot designated T-101 traveled back in time to kill the young Connor. In the second film, another T-101 formed an unlikely alliance with the teenaged Connor to fight off an updated attacker. And now the future rebel leader is in his 20s, and an even deadlier robot arrives to try again to change the future.
John Connor was here. Where did he go?
This deadly upgrade, labeled TX, is played by Kristanna Loken, a lithe blonde actress with the stunning good looks of a supermodel. Arnold Schwarzenegger says battling a woman was a new experience.
Because, I mean, I had no training of how you grab a woman, where do you grab her when you want to throw her against the wall, how hard can you really pick her up and throw her, how hard can you hit her. I had to kind of rely on Kristanna, that played the TX, the female Terminator, to tell me that you can go harder, you can grab me rougher, you can imagine that there's a guy standing in front of you. So it took like 5-6 takes sometimes to get up to that level of rough handling her, because I felt uncomfortable with it, honestly speaking. And she didn't mind taking a few bruises and pains and aches here and there. She just went for it.
Loken says intense martial arts training and yoga exercises helped her give veteran action star Schwarzenegger more than a few good kicks. But the Norwegian-born actress says she was less comfortable with her robot character's emotionless and merciless killing.
It was a little disturbing, but you just try to tap into that part of the character that is separate from the kind of computer inside and the human exterior. And it's like Arnold said, you know, people have asked him, well, how do you feel, you know, you're beating up this woman and throwing her around, but to him it's a, you know, machine. So I just tried to function from that place and not get too caught up in the actual reality of things.
TX, can you find a way to destroy her?
Unlikely. I'm an obsolete design.
Nick Stahl, whose credits include the acclaimed 2001 drama In the Bedroom, takes over the role of John Connor, who, unlike Schwarzenegger's supremely confident T-101, is full of apprehensions.
That's sort of a fairy tale in a way, this person who's has no fears, and this, you know, and that's what separates him from Arnold, you know, from the machines, are these fears, these insecurities. And I thought it was an interesting place to go from the second movie, because when he was younger, he seemed, I think the world was a little more wide open to him, and I think he was somewhat scarred, so I think he's much more realistic in when this movie starts.
Catherine Brewster, have you sustained injury?
Drop it!
I'm unable to comply.
Claire Danes, another young actor known for dramatic films like last year's The Hours, takes on the action genre as a former schoolmate of John Connor's who learns their destinies are linked.
I liked this Kate person. She's really assertive and responsible and authoritative and decent and just all had all these qualities that I wish I had myself. And it sounds so hokey and cliched and ridiculous, but it is a pretty decent role model.
Terminator 3 is definitely an action film filled with deafening explosions, bone-jarring fight scenes, and more than a few grisly murders at the hands of the TX. Schwarzenegger says violence is part of the genre, although he is quick to point out that his character goes out of its way to avoid killing.
I think that what is important here is that you do the movie And you stay as true as you can to the character and to the story. And if that is what the movie is, which is a action-packed movie with great shootouts, with great explosions, great visual effects, then that's what it is. And then the rating says it's R-rated. So, you know, if you think your children could be in danger because of watching the movie, don't bring them.
You don't have to do this. You don't want to do this.
Desire is irrelevant. I am a machine.
This third may not be the last Terminator film. At age 56, star Schwarzenegger says he'd like to return to the character again, and young co-stars Danes and Stahl are signed to do at least one more, possibly two. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, is directed by Jonathan Mostow. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in